On an astonishing Friday morning, it's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm David Green. Astonishing is right. For those just waking up, it has been an extraordinary night and morning in and around the city of Boston. Here's what we know right now. Overnight, authorities shot and killed one suspect in Monday's Boston Marathon bombings. There is a massive manhunt underway for a second suspect in Watertown, Massachusetts. Authorities are telling people all over the city of Boston and in some of the surrounding suburbs that there is a shelter-in-place order in effect. Residents are supposed to stay in their homes and only answer the door if it is a clearly identified police officer.
Now, these two suspects have since been identified as brothers from the Russian Republic of Chechnya. So the trail now leads overseas. Although we must emphasize again and again, we do not yet know the motives of these two men. We do know a little bit about them. The younger of the two brothers has been identified as Jokhar Tsarnaev. He is 19 years old, still at large. His older brother died after a shootout with police early this morning in Watertown. He's been identified as being named Tamerlane Tsarnaev. They were said to be in the United States for about a year before the Boston Marathon bombing. We don't know a lot more about them, but NPR's Tom Gelton is here to tell us what we do know. And Tom, I suppose the focus now is on the one who is still at large.
Right. And I think that there have been few instances in recent American history where we have seen a manhunt so massive and so sweeping and so high stakes as this one that's underway in Boston right now. As David said, there is the entire city of Boston, the entire metropolitan area of Boston is now in a shelter-in-place situation. And the police officers who briefed us just a short while ago said the purpose of keeping people sheltered in place was to make it easier for that manhunt to proceed. So it's partly an issue of public safety, partly an issue of just wanting to make sure the streets are clear, the way is clear for police to track down this second suspect. He is, and authorities have insisted on this, repeated this over and over again, must be considered armed and extremely dangerous. We certainly saw evidence of that last night, didn't we?
And I want to be clear on this. Governor Deval Patrick named a number of Boston suburbs where the lockdown was in effect. The shelter in place was in effect. He said the entire city of Boston, the shelter in place was in effect. There may be some portions of the Boston metropolitan area for which this is not technically in effect, but the whole transit system is shut down. Clearly, authorities are concerned about the whole metropolitan area at this time.
Yes. Now, the police commissioner several times mentioned Watertown in particular. That is the last place where the suspect who's at large was seen. That's where the big shootout was. That's where this man escaped from the police. We understand from witnesses that they had hijacked a Mercedes SUV. He then got in that Mercedes SUV and made a run for it right at the police who were approaching him. That's how he apparently got away.
And let's bring another voice into this conversation. Dr. David Schoenfeld is on the line. He's with Beth Israel Hospital. He lives in Watertown, Massachusetts. And Dr. Schoenfeld, I understand that you yourself had contact with the one suspect who has been killed. What happened, sir?
Well, I was actually last night was home doing some work on the couch and watching the news reports of the tragic death of the MIT police officer when I saw police cars flooding into Watertown past my house, and shortly after began hearing gunshots and explosions. And when I started hearing the explosions, at first when I saw the police cars, I thought that this was related to the police officer's shooting. And then when I began hearing the explosions, I knew that this was something more. So I called the hospital to notify them so that they could get ready for incoming casualties.
And it sounds like what you were hearing was the gunfight that we have described, many, many gunshots fired, and apparently the suspects deploying some kind of explosive devices as they were fleeing in a carjacked vehicle, fleeing police who were chasing them. Go on.
Yeah, that's what I was hearing, gunshots and explosions. So I called the hospital to let them know what was going on, and given the events of earlier in the week, you know, not knowing what was happening, but just hearing the violence that was going on, to have them get ready for casualties. And then I woke my wife up, told her I was going to the hospital, and headed out in the car for the hospital.
And casualties arrived.
Yeah, we actually we received just one at Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center.
And that appears to have been the man who was the suspect who was killed, the man who was described earlier as the black hat suspect from the Boston Marathon bombing. Is that correct?
So that's, I believe that's what the police are now saying. that's how the police, if that's how the police are identifying it, yeah.
Okay, you can't confirm that, but of course that is what we are hearing from Massachusetts police. Did you attempt to treat this man? What shape was he in?
So it's, you know, with any trauma patient, it's a team effort with emergency physicians, trauma surgeons, nurses, technicians, all working together to treat the victim.
And this has been, of course, an extraordinary week in Boston, Dr. Schoenfeld. Were you involved at all in the mass casualties we saw following the bombing at the marathon Monday?
I was. On Monday, I actually was at home when I got a call from a family member asking if I was okay. And then we immediately found out about the explosions at the finish line. And so, again, I jumped in my car and raced into the hospital, and I arrived shortly after the first few patients.
Dr. Schoenfeld, I want to just get a couple of details, if I can, about this man. Was he dead on arrival at the hospital?
So when the patient arrived to us, you know, CPR was begun, you know, in the emergency department. We began all the life-saving measures that we can and sort of deployed every resource that we had to attempt to save the victim.
Okay, and obviously that was unsuccessful. Can you help us understand another thing that is of great interest to law enforcement authorities and to us all? This man had blast wounds, I'm told, of some kind on his body. Is that correct?
So that's how Dr. Wolf, the chair of our department, characterized them. So
you didn't see them, but Dr. Wolf did.
So he had, you know, the patient had, you know, multiple traumatic injuries, you know, penetrating trauma, you know, had significant wounds.
Penetrating trauma, does that mean he was shot?
So, you know, it's hard for me to, you know, characterize.
Understand.
Bullet wound or shrapnel wound, just so that it's, you know, for lack of a better term, a hole in the body.
Okay, so there were a number of different kinds of wounds on this body.
That's correct.
Dr. Schoenfeld, thanks so much. We'll surely be checking with you later today.
Very good.
That is Dr. David Schoenfeld. He is one of the doctors at Beth Israel Hospital, where the one suspect who was killed overnight was taken. A second suspect is still at large.
And Tom Gelton, I mean, we have an American city in lockdown right now. We have a manhunt underway. We have two suspects identified, all in the course of just 8 or 9 hours. What happens next?
Well, the immediate thing, as the police commissioner made clear, is they need to bring the second guy into custody. As long as that other suspect remains at large, there is no other priority that is anywhere near as high. So that is clearly job one. Now, once they have brought him into custody, they want to make sure that there are not other accomplices out there. We do know there was another man arrested. In fact, there's TV footage of him having been stripped naked in the street because police were concerned that he might have had explosives on him. Now, whether he has any connection to this or not, we don't know. He might have just been in the wrong place at the wrong time. Clearly, police suspected him of being involved in something. We don't know what has happened to him.
And there could be even more people. I mean, no one has said that we have found everyone who was involved in this.
David, the big question hanging over this is whether this was some kind of plot, in which, in a case, you have to wonder whether there's some international connections. Those are all questions that will be explored.
And let's remember, before we take a break for our local station, that this story now does stretch overseas because the two suspects, one dead, one alive, have been identified as brothers from Chechnya. Young men, 19 and 20 years old, Jokhar Tsarnaev and Tamerlan Tsarnaev are the names that have been given, and they've been traced to Chechnya, although we must emphasize, we know relatively little about these young men. We know absolutely nothing whatsoever about their motives. All we know is that police have identified them as suspects in the Boston Marathon bombing. And we'll bring you more as we learn it right here on Morning Edition from NPR News.